Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic coming up the 7th and 8th of June in South Sioux City, Nebraska. 64,500 head will be offered over the 2 days, including 14,450 feeder steers, 7,100 feeder heifers, 9,600 weaned calves, 23,000 calves on cows, and 8,800 beef dairy crosses. For more information, you can go to superiorlivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Productive root systems rely on enzymes to move valuable nutrition from the soil to the plant. Zypro from Helena delivers protected enzymes to the soil to enhance root effectiveness and strengthen early plant growth. Using VersaShield formulation technology, Zypro's enzymes are stabilized to fit seamlessly into fertilizer systems and produce a consistent biological response for up to 60 days. Open the door to nutrition and contact your Helena representative to learn more about Zypro. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Crop progress numbers are out, and so is the latest wheat harvest update from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. And USDA's NASS and the Wheat Commission agreeing on the amount of wheat that's now been harvested in the state of Oklahoma. We're at 15% for the wheat crop harvested in both the weekly crop progress update as well as the Oklahoma Wheat Commission report. That is 7 points ahead of the five-year average of 8%, according to USDA. Meanwhile, pop-up rain showers making harvest difficult where wheat is ripe and ready to go. Nationally, corn crop condition is at 64% in good to excellent shape. That's down 9 points from the 73% good to excellent shape of 1 year ago. We also have our first soybean crop condition report of the season, and there's nothing to compare with from a week ago or even a year ago, but we're looking at 62% of the U.S. soybean crop in good to excellent shape, 31% fair, and 7% poor to very poor. Meanwhile, U.S. cotton crop, 51% in good to excellent shape. That is compared to 48% a year ago in the good to excellent category. Meanwhile, circling back around to pasture range conditions in our part of the country, we're continuing to see improvement based on the recent rains in the Oklahoma pasture range ratings, now up to 53% in good to excellent shape, up 9 points from a week earlier. Texas at 42% in good to excellent shape, up 3 points, and Kansas lagging but improving a little bit, 18% in good to excellent shape this week. That's up 3 points from 1 week ago. Worst spot in the country now, Pennsylvania, 46% poor to very poor, but Kansas right there as well, 45% poor to very poor in this latest crop progress set of numbers. After a year and a half, the Noble Research Institute is moving forward with a launch of their Essentials of Regenerative Ranching program. The effort is designed to help ranchers monitor and improve the health of their land, livestock, and livelihood. Essentials provide producers with practical tools, hands-on experience, and guidance to break free from the cycle of high inputs and low returns. Farmers and ranchers will be able to navigate uncertainty from weather, fluctuating market prices, and skyrocketing inputs. Many producers will seek new skills and tools that offer greater control and reduce operational uncertainty. The first in-person training by Noble is going to be happening in July at Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas. Noble officials are saying that other in-person trainings will be happening in the near future across the Southern Plains. Details at noble.org. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
It's the Squires Farms production cattle offering Monday, June 12th at noon at OKC West Livestock Market featuring 125 high-quality commercial Angus Plus bred heifers. And these heifers are ACCA certified advantage heifers. Heifers have been bred to registered Percy Angus calving ease bulls. For more information, call Barry Squires at 580-774-7807. 580-774-7807. The Squires Farms production cattle offering Monday, June 12th.
A lot more agricultural news up on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.